Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. And today, let's talk about three success books that you must read. So it's a totally different podcast this time. I haven't done a review on books or anything like that before, but all the time I'm doing these podcasts and all the various subjects that we're talking about, I keep thinking about books that I've read, and I might have mentioned some of the books, and I decided, right, it's about time we did an actual review of the three success books that I think you must read, that I'm sure I'll be constantly referring to. There's a hell of a lot more than three now, so it was very hard to whittle it down to three. But writing in, you know, the 133 books that I think you should read probably wouldn't be a very marketable title for the podcast. So, by the way, if you're new to the podcast, welcome. And please listen back to the other podcasts, some of the previous stuff, so that you catch up with us. Because I think all of the stuff that's been recorded so far is a bit timeless. I've tried to make it as timeless as possible so that you can have a listen over it. And hopefully in years to come, my kids can listen to it and hopefully gain something from it. The knowledge and the information will hopefully still be useful as much in the future as it has been to me in the past. And currently at the moment. So let's get on to it. Three success books that you must read. So from an early age, I don't know why I can't read fiction. I've never been able to read fiction. I can absolutely watch fiction. I love watching fiction. But I just can't read fiction. I just think when it comes to reading, I just want to feel like I'm learning something. Now, was I like that in school? Absolutely, I was not like that in school. I did read books in school, but I'm not talking about school books here. I'm talking specifically about subjects that I was interested in, and that's always been nonfiction. It's always been books about business and finance and self-development. I've got loads of them in the shed. I'm not swanky enough to have a library, but if I did, I'd say my library would be full of those books, and some of the best titles and the most obvious titles throughout the years. So it is very hard to whittle down to only three of my top recommendations, but I do think that these three books are essential reading if you've any interest in creating more success in your life. So the first one is mainly about increasing your chances of increasing your income. The second one is about keeping more of the income that you earn, so not wasting money and investing money. And the third book isn't about money at all. I thought I'd get away from the subject of money. And it's about living a happy and successful life in balance with all of your other goals and aspirations. So I thought that sounded pretty good. That's got to be one that I'm going to recommend. If you've already read the three books that I'm talking about, then very well done to you. And, you know, don't be afraid to go over them. Even putting this together was enough to jog certain life lessons and certain financial lessons in my mind as well. So it's no harm to revisit it. I'm sure you'll still get something out of this podcast. So you'll probably benefit from this quick reminder. And if you haven't read all three, this should give you a head start. I will link the books on the show notes, so make sure you have a look if you're interested in purchasing them or getting them. I would also love to hear about your own top three success book recommendations, because these are just mine, and they're just mine at this moment in time. In 10 years time, mine could be totally different. If you'd asked me 10 years ago, I still think that these three would be on. Coincidentally enough, the three books that I've recommended are all approximately 20 years old, so I don't know what that's saying. I have read subsequent newer material and newer books in the genre, but I don't know. I just think these are three of the best. So maybe in 10 years' time, I'd have a totally different list of three. Right, here goes. Number one, a very obvious Rich Dad, Poor Dad. So it's called Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. What the rich teach their kids about money that the poor and middle class do not. It is hard to believe that this book is 22 years old. It still feels like a new book to me, but it sold over 58 million copies. So I wouldn't be surprised if you've already read this one. And even if you have, it's no harm in going back over it. It is a book about personal finance, entrepreneurship, business, investing, and economics. Rich Dad Poor Dad uses Robert Kiyosaki's personal story to show the reader the importance of increasing your own financial intelligence. It advocates being a business owner and investor and building wealth through investing in assets. So Oprah Winfrey did endorse this book in her show, which obviously must have helped to catapult its popularity. And you know, at the end of the day, if it's good enough for media mogul Oprah, then it's definitely good enough for us to read. Rich Dad Poor Dad, it's not a be-all and end-all book, so it definitely doesn't hold all the answers, but it will get you asking the questions. So the top lesson learned from Rich Dad Poor Dad, the top lesson I learned really from Rich Dad Poor Dad was most people work to live and purchase non-essentials, but the rich invest in income-producing assets so that they don't have to work. They might choose to work, but they don't have to work. Okay, that's book number one. Right, book number two, The Millionaire Next Door by Thomas J. Stanley and William D. Danko, The Surprising Secrets of America's Wealthy. I actually find this to be a surprisingly interesting book. Number one, I don't reside in America, and it's very American. And number two, the statistics are dated. I mean, again, it's another book that's 22 years old, but I still think that the statistics contained still emphasize the same important lessons today. So I don't think it actually really matters, and I don't think it really matters that it's a book based on American statistics. I don't think that really matters, because I think it's the same throughout the world. It's the same globally. It is a book about frugality, so it's a book about not wasting money. Half the lessons about gaining wealth are actually not about not wasting any of it. So half the key to having financial independence is about gaining wealth, and the other half is about not losing wealth, are keeping as much of that wealth as you can so that you can reinvest. So save as much as possible and invest back into income creating assets. We've talked about this in previous podcasts. Even on a small level, you don't have to be a super multi-millionaire to benefit from this advice. So it turns out that our preconceived notions of millionaires are actually incorrect. They don't live the lavish lifestyles of our dreams. So they're not living the lifestyles that we dream about and we fantasize about. They actually live relatively normal looking lives, and they could be living in the house next door to you. So don't get confused between millionaires and billionaires. A billionaire is a completely different kettle of fish. We're talking about millionaires here. Or even multi-millionaires, you'd be shocked. That they could live relatively normal looking lives, and normal people that you meet in your day-to-day activities could actually be multimillionaire, and you'd never know. If you want to justify why you hate spending money, so if you hate spending money, this is definitely the book for you. Or if you simply want to see that you're already living the same standard or even above of a lifestyle as a millionaire, then this is also the book for you. So what was the top lesson learned? Well, people who look rich may not actually be rich, and those who don't look rich could be rich. Number three, the third book and the final one, is The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari by Robert Sharma, a fable about fulfilling your dreams and reaching your destiny. So my first two book recommendations were pretty much about getting on your feet financially. And this book ensures that you balance out your life and you don't simply get lost in the chase for the cash. At first, I did find this book cheesy, but once I kind of got into it, the Monk Who Sold His Ferrari actually manages to wrap up all the fundamentals of a happy, healthy and wealthy life in one easy to read story. So it is a quick enough book. It's easy enough to read. And at the start, yeah, I could see why people would say, oh, you know, it's cheesy or it's corny or it's cringy. But I think once you actually get into it, you will actually agree with the life lessons that come from the book. And it's an easy enough book to read. And it just kind of will stop you for a second and remind you about the important things in life. So this book will definitely have you reflecting on your life choices and what's really important to you. So the top lesson learned, spend more time creating a life instead of just making a living. So rather than just going paycheck to paycheck or week to week or month to month, start thinking a little bit beyond that and creating something of a little bit more significance, following your own personal path or your own dream, and not just a dream, but following your own purpose in life. Anytime I'm reading a book, especially a book like these type of books that we're talking about, I will always have a notebook with me. Anyone that knows me knows the raggedy type of notebooks I'm always carrying around with me, because when you think of stuff, if you don't write it down, or you don't have to use a notebook, obviously you can use your phone. I just like the notebook is what I've always used. I always jot stuff down, and I just prefer it to the phone. It's so much easier and quicker. I can scratch stuff out and it can be messy, and then I can always transfer stuff over at the end of the day or later on the week, or just forget that I ever wrote it down. But if I don't actually write it down, I will absolutely forget about it. So having the notebook beside me when I'm reading these books or on me at all time, it does actually work, especially if any of the stuff in the book is good. And if the book motivates me to jot down some thoughts or spurs me in some type of action, then it is a good book. So if it just gives me, even if it doesn't, I don't really necessarily learn something from it, but it motivates me to do something that I probably should have or I was procrastinating on, then it's a good book. So basically, if it makes me think of anything, or spurs me on to do something or motivates me, anything like that, then I generally think it's a pretty good book. So reading is the very best way of continuing your lifelong education, because you can choose the subjects. You know, when you sign up for a course or you're in academia, there's many things that you have to do that you don't necessarily have an interest in. There's many things you have to study and read that you have no interest in. When it comes to your own personal reading, you get to choose exactly the subject that you're interested in. You get to follow it, and it's so much different. The retention of information of a subject that you're highly interested in is completely different to one that you have to study to pass an exam. So make sure that you are always reading. And for those with long commutes, I commute a lot myself. I commute an hour each way, so 2 hours each day. Audiobooks are absolutely superb. I would love to hear your thoughts. Please get in touch. All comments, reviews, subscribes, likes, shares are greatly appreciated. Thanks to everybody that has given me feedback so far. Don't forget, every Wednesday there's a brand new Success Sensei blog, podcast and vlog. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.